Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a interview-style episode of The Instance. Now, some of you said we should call these scenarios, right? Because they're shorter, more bite-sized content. You know, like Blizzard. But we're not going to steal Blizzard's name. I don't know what we're going to call them yet, but I am happy that they're happening. You seem to be as well. So today I'm really excited to bring to you Christian Nairn. He is the actor who plays Hodor on Game of Thrones. He also happens to be a giant WoW nerd. And been wanting to have him on for a very long time. And finally, we were able to make it happen. And I got to tell you, ahead of this, I had a hell of a time talking to Christian. And we are going to do it again because he was just about the perfect guest. So I don't want to waste much of your time right up front here. I want you guys just to dive in, check it out, enjoy it. And we'll be back this weekend with a brand new episode, a regular full episode of The Instance. But please don't tune out now. Don't go, oh, that's what this is. Okay. No. You want to hear what Christian has to say. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, or even if you're not, guy's got some stuff to say. And it's a whole lot more than just Hodor over and over. All right. So here it is. It's Christian Nairn. It's Hodor. It's World of Warcraft. And we'll see you on the other side. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another small interviewed episode of The Instance. Always happy to be doing these and very excited about today's guest. You would know him immediately as the character Hodor from Game of Thrones, which is about to enter its third season on HBO. He is also a big World of Warcraft fan and player. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming Christian Nairn to The Instance today. Christian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello, guys.
Hey, it's good to have you here, man. You're in a very different time zone right now, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time out to talk with us.
No, man, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. I said before the show, and I'll say it again, there's been a tendency through the week for me to refer to you accidentally on Twitter and other places as Hodir, because he's a memorable boss for us, for me and my raid team.
Yeah, well, he's also a really annoying faction with, I seem to remember they were quite dodgy quest names there and references to penises and things like that. But
yep, all that stuff. Oh, I hated that stuff. And you had to do it if you wanted your enchants and everything. It was just...
Yeah, you had to polish helmets and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Sons of Hodir, all the phallic names they had. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened, but hopefully it wasn't anything to do with me.
Somebody having a bit of fun there at Blizzard on our to our expense, I think. But
Yeah.
Well, it's a thrill to have you on. I'm a giant fan of the show on HBO and the books and of your character in particular. And I know a lot of our listeners feel the same way. How excited are you for season 3? Things are going well?
I'm immensely excited for it. In my personal opinion, I think it's going to be the best one yet.
Wow.
It's off the hook, man. Honestly, a lot of stuff's going to blow people's minds in season 3. If you haven't read the books particularly, no spoilers from me, but a lot of shit is going to go down.
Yeah. And it's going to be, I mean, the third book anyway was really epic and crazy, and the tradition of the show has been they've stuck pretty close to the bone. Like, they've kept really true to the both the spirit and really the core content of the books.
Yeah.
It sounds like from the way you're describing it, we can expect that, because book 3 was crazy.
Yeah, I know there's certain points it has deviated, and I know some hardcore fans have been upset about some of the stuff that's been left out or added. But the way I look at it is, it's a completely different medium and stuff. And they are staying very, very true to the characters, very true to the book, I think. And if it was me, I haven't read the books fully. In fact, I'm not even going to say that. I haven't read the books at all. But if it was me, I would be thrilled to see something different. You know, I'm not sort of reading through the book like a shopping list, going tick, 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 tick. You know what I mean? If it did something different, I would sort of, as long as they're sticking to the main storyline, I think it's a nice surprise.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we're all getting a chance to read the books, and then if we get a little deviation, it's almost like we're just getting extra, you know.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, it's like an extra holiday you didn't expect. That's how I feel about the Walking Dead series. It's very different in a lot of ways, and I'm like, who cares? That means I get twice the fun. I got the comics, I got the show. Why
yeah,
not?
Man, I haven't got into The Walking Dead. It's something I will like. I know I will.
Yeah.
But I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Everyone just loves it. So.
Yeah. Well, you're a busy guy. You got, you know, you got to be Hodor. Actually, I was gonna tell you a joke, or I was gonna ask you sort of a joke question. I'm sure you've never heard this before, God. But
I know what you're gonna say. Go ahead.
Is it hard remembering your lines?
It's harder not to stab people in the face who ask me that question.
I'm so glad there's an ocean between us right now, because I knew that was a terrible question.
That question I'm asked literally every day.
Really?
And I have a sense of humor.
Yeah,
I
sure.
do have a sense of humor. But I swear, sometimes, just sometimes, it's a little old. But honestly, it's obviously, I love interacting with fans and stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah. And this seems like a really cool opportunity to do that.
I don't have any trouble remembering my lines.
Right.
You heard it here first. It's not difficult.
I would just like the record to show Christian actually answered that question on the instance, and take that, everybody else.
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm going to refer people to this from now on. I'm just going to say, listen to the podcast.
Perfect. We'll set the time. We'll figure out what the time slot was, and boom, we're done for history. Well, I'm really excited for you, and I know things are real crazy probably in promoting and getting ready for and all of that with the big premiere coming up at the end of the month.
So unfortunately, the LA premiere is, I think, today or tomorrow, but unfortunately I couldn't be there. So I'm a bit bummed about that, but yeah. Working on some other projects at the minute, so I had to be...
Sure.
And stay anchored.
Now, when's the London premiere? When's that? Is that after?
It's the day after.
Oh, okay. And you're going to be able to go to that?
Let's get it on the 31st. Oh, no, sorry. It's just I thought you meant the premiere of the show going on.
Oh, right.
No, we don't have a premiere over here.
Gotcha. Well, I'm happy that they get it later than us, because for some reason that makes me feel like a proud American. I don't know why.
It's special.
Well, I'm really excited about it. Can't wait for it. But the main reason you're here is to talk about a little obsession / game that you've been into for as long as I have, and that is World of Warcraft. And I don't know. I guess to start off, I'd really love to know, how long have you been playing? How long has the game been kind of in your life?
It's been a part of my life, I think it's 8 years now. It was like two or 3 weeks after it got released. Wow. I heard a friend talking about it, and I saw it in the store, and I thought I would try it, and God, it changed my life. I'm not gonna say 100% in a good way, but I definitely lost a few friends over the years because of it.
Yeah. Do you have those weekends where, or are you afraid to ever / played in that game, just to kind of, you know, be told how long you've really been playing?
No, because I have like three different accounts.
Wow.
So I can sort of delude myself that, you know, I've never added them all up, to be honest.
Yeah. It would be a scary number, probably.
It would be frightening, honestly.
Yeah.
We're never going to get that time back.
So when you were doing a lot of DJ work, I read, in recent years. And you still are all up to that. Does World of Warcraft invade that, or do you feel like, I don't know, do you feel like it's a way to escape from the stresses of all of that, you know, that kind of work and the work you're doing now with acting and stuff?
Definitely things to say here. Like often when I'm DJing, if it's not a busy night, which it usually is, thankfully, I would be sitting on the remote, you know, the Warcraft remote, talking to my guild members, right. That sort of thing. So I never really leave Warcraft, as it were. But yeah, you know, I've done stuff like I set up a kind of fan guild on a realm in the States, and you know, we met so many super awesome people. You know, people are so sweet. I've never had any problem with anybody. Mm. You know, everyone's just been so nice.
Yeah.
But it did get to a stage where I was getting quite a lot of whispers, and I'm going to say not from the guild members, to be honest, because they've all been super good.
Yeah.
But I got to the stage where I kind of had to go incognito again.
Got to hide amongst your... yeah, I understand that.
Hide amongst the alts.
Sure. Now, that can happen. That happens with us on our server occasionally. Yeah. So let me get this picture in my head straight. You would be DJing at an event or at something.
Yeah.
And you would literally have like a notebook up running the game and guild chat.
Oh, No. Just a remote on the iPhone or whatever.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But you'd be able to check it. You could be...
Oh yeah, I might buy some stuff in the auction or whatever. Yeah,
you are hardcore, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly.
All right. Well, I think that kind of answers my question. You've devoted a lot of time to it. What do you think it is about WoW that makes it click so much with you?
Well, there's a social aspect. That's a huge part of it. also that there's so many things to do in Warcraft, and that's what I think sets it apart from other games that have tried to compete with it. Because it's been around now for so long, literally, like, it's rare that you find two people working on the same thing. You can be working on reputation, you can be getting your gear better, you can be doing arenas, PvP. Do you know what I mean? There's so much to do. And that's what I like about it. And I think more than ever now, as a sort of lone wolf player, there's more to do. You know what I mean? You don't have to be...
That's true. You don't have to be raiding every night. You don't have to...
Yeah, if you want to raid, you can. Which, you know, I wasn't a fan of LFR at first. And you know what? I'm still not a fan of some of the people you meet in it.
Yeah.
But... I think it's a great thing. I actually look forward every week to the Tuesday reset.
And you're not the first. You're not the first guest to mention the idea that, the LFR and LFG are both things that kind of made, you know, making things kind of random. It kind of made it harder, or it seemed anyway, to make it harder to meet real people or make actual friends or people that you might want to play with. Instead, you kind of run into, you know, the crowd that's just sort of there for the quick get in, get out, and they're obnoxious and mean and rude and all that.
There's no accountability there.
Yeah. It's just, and that's an interesting, that's an interesting payoff, isn't it? Or not, it's an interesting compromise, because really what they needed to do for that content.
Well, it's true, but strangely recently during the new Thunder King content.
Yeah.
You know how, have you been playing recently?
I have, yeah. We've been working our way up to some of that, but yeah, we've been doing all the dailies and, you know, getting ready for it.
Yeah, well, the Warbringers that spawn, I've met more people in groups for that on my own server. I've made new friends over doing that more in the last 2 weeks than I have in probably the last 2 years.
Wow.
So it shows you that doing stuff on your own server with people who you are accountable to, is better for social gameplay, I think.
Yeah, even if you just bump into random, that's been my experience as well. You bump into some random dude in an area trying to complete a quest that really would go better if you had more of you or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll still provide opportunities for, hey, that's cool, I'm going to add you to my friends list. Do you mind if I chat with you later? And it never, ever happens to me. I mean, occasionally somebody will see my character and recognize it and they listen to the show and they'll know. And then, I don't know, that's a different kind of thing, but...
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and you would have that too if you weren't incognito, but it's like the opportunities just aren't there. And you say accountability, that's a really interesting word to use. I haven't actually heard that coined in this case, but you're right. Yeah. These are servers with people you don't know, you're never going to meet. There's no reason for them to be civil or not, or whatever. They just are there to get their game.
I think there is a reason to be civil, because I'm always civil in Warcraft, and I never cuss at people and... that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't really see whose day it improves by... It's not going to improve their day. It's not going to improve the people that they're dissing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's just a small problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There are times I do laugh at it. Yeah. But
and they've said as much. We had Greg Street on here a couple of weeks ago, and he said, yeah, it's one of the downsides of...
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to meet Greg and a lot of the crew.
Yeah.
We're lucky enough to go to the headquarters and
You've been in Irvine and done the tour and everything.
Oh, yeah, I was there last year. God, it was probably one of the best days of my life, not gonna lie. Honestly, I swear to God, it was just paradise.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Well, you're clearly devoted to the game and the people who make it. Are you gonna go to BlizzCon this year? Any plans?
I'm hoping to go, yes.
We'll have to meet up and say hi. I'll be there.
Yeah, so obviously, it'll depend on what's happening with film and stuff, but I'm really, really am hoping to go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't listen, the only excuse you'll have if you don't go is you had to carry some kid on your back for a month or something.
Well, he's moved. He's not on the back anymore. He's in some sort of vehicle.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I've been I've been changed into sort of a horse.
I forgot about that. You're more of the muscle just to move the stuff around now.
Yeah, well, he's growing, man. Honestly, it's like he's huge now.
Well, you've seen him grow up from just like a little kid to whatever. I don't know how old he is now, but you know,
the scary thing is it's over 3 years, and I think he's almost twice the height he was.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's what kids do, but it must be weird as an adult to go. Just you know, you and I haven't changed at all, but boy, Bran sure got heavier real quick.
Well, you know what? He hasn't got much heavier. I think he's got hollow bones, but he's just really long. He's got these huge, big, spidery legs and stuff. But which he's going to grow into, obviously.
Sure, but, sure.
No, he's a great kid.
I love that insight. That's awesome that you even get to experience that.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything in the game that, I don't know, you know, is like the crowning moment of your time in Warcraft? It seems like everybody's got a raid encounter, a boss, a moment of when they walked into a new zone or something that really stuck with them. And what would that sort of be for you?
Well, I think, yeah, as the TOC raid is coming to mind, and it was before the nerf, and we were stuck in faction champions, and literally we were pulling each other's hair out over it.
That was the worst. I hated that fight.
It was horrible, and that was before it was made easier.
Yeah.
And I just remember the time we got them down, and after that we rolled right through to the last boss, and we cleared the place after that, and that night was special.
Yeah, if you finally, that's a kind of, I don't know, we feel similarly about our Lich King, you know, our first Lich King takedown. There's this feeling of just incredible accomplishment, which is interesting given that there are, it seems like in real life, you know, jobs or whatever, there's a lot less of that. There's less opportunity for everyone to cheer at once about a thing you just all did together.
Yeah, it's sad. It should be more in real life, I think.
Yeah.
But no, there's definitely a lot of team play there. It's nice to be able to celebrate with your friends.
Right. Now, with some of the circles you run in now, just to, you know, deal with your work on the show and other things, do you find that there's any kind of, what's the word? Not discrimination, but people who just don't get video games or why someone would really be into that and feel the way you do. How do you deal with that?
Well, to be honest, I think attitudes are changing. It's strange to talk about gamers as like a minority, but it's almost becoming that. I think attitudes are changing. People can see how games are now a huge force in media. They sell more than music does, in some cases DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's starting to be recognized. Everyone knows Warcraft. Everybody knows. And, you know, I think the general reaction used to be a roll of the eyes.
Right.
When you say, or like, yeah, I had a friend, I never saw him again. You know what I mean? Or my husband used to play that, my ex-husband.
Right.
That sort of thing. But yeah, I think people realize how influential gaming can be now.
Yeah. I mean, do you think there's a day that maybe hopefully isn't that far off where I mean those who maybe feel differently now, or maybe it's a generational thing, but at some point we're going to see that for what it is, which is a different form of entertainment, a more interactive form, maybe even one that's beneficial because of those traits.
I think it's nearly here.
Yeah.
To be honest, like at the last Game of Thrones convention I was at, I spent probably equal time answering questions about WoW as I did about Game of Thrones.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it just shows you that, you know, fantasy fans and Warcraft fans, and it's nice to see there's definitely a huge crossover there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean? This stuff inspires, well, one side kind of tends to inspire the other side and vice versa. At least I hope so. You gotta imagine that we have a future generation of authors who are going to write the next great Game of Thrones epic saga book or movie or whatever, and they're going to be, they will have been raised on D&D and WoW and these role-playing games that, you know, spark their imaginations, and it's just this big, crazy circle.
Yeah, and you know, you always get a cheer when you say "For the Horde," no matter where you go. I don't know why it gets the better cheer than "For the Alliance." I don't know.
Yeah, it is a funny thing when it happens at BlizzCon and anywhere. You know, we do it on the show occasionally and get interesting feedback, but something about "For the Horde," I think it's because you're saying "for the underdogs," or at least at some point that's what that meant, and it kind of stuck. Do you play Horde or Alliance? What's your pick?
Well, being a sort of quest and lore geek, I really need to play both, and I do play both. Dwarf.
Yeah.
I've got a gnome rogue simply because they're annoying. Seriously,
I agree.
I've got a pink-haired gnome rogue who sits in Hellfire.
Oh man,
on a PvP server and just saps people.
Well, that's it.
that's the reason why you have a rogue.
Fantastic. You know,
why else?
Why not have three accounts where one of them is just to grief everyone? I think that's great.
Well, yeah. So there's that. And I love the lore on both sides. And I need to know both sides of the quest lines.
Wow. See, so you, that's interesting. I was going to ask you what your main draw into the game is. And obviously, like you said earlier, there's so much to do in the game, but didn't realize you were such a lore nerd. You like what Chris Metzen is laying down, I guess.
Oh, totally, man. And one of my crowning glories was being in Blizzard and correcting one of the guys.
Oh, awesome.
Lore knowledge. It's kind of sad, actually. But yeah, it was.
Well, you don't have to say the name of the guy, but what was the bit of lore that they got?
I can't remember, but he couldn't remember the name of Deathwing's human form.
Oh, got it. Okay. And you knew that, of course. I couldn't even tell you right now what that guy's human form name is.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say it now as well in case I'm wrong, because you know I'll get flamed. There's no way.
You'll get flamed. We'll get flamed. Everyone will be enjoying the flames. That must have been an interesting thing.
It was gratifying.
Yeah, it's like being That's like being in heaven and telling God or telling Zeus that you know the name of his lightning bolt or something.
Yeah, you got it wrong, man.
Yeah. Listen to me. I know my stuff.
It was like being in a secret kingdom, being in Blizzard. Honestly, seeing behind the scenes was crazy.
Oh, well, that. Yeah.
I would love GM powers.
Yeah.
I would wreak havoc.
You'd have a total party in there.
Oh, man. Honestly, Ragnaros would be popping up all sorts of places. Like in the end in the Elwynn Forest.
Of course. So here's a good one for you. So the movie's coming. So the mainstreaming of WoW is already sort of been happening and will probably continue to happen.
Yeah.
At what point do you think, this always comes up in conversation on the show, what point do you think the game will have run its course? Like, can you give it a time and say, it's got 10 years, it's got whatever. What do you think?
I'm terrified about that. I often think about that, and I think it will eventually run its course, but I don't even want to think about it.
Well, maybe Blizzard will be the ones that run its course and bring you something you'd rather play WoW 2 or something, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the only way. I think that's the only way it's going to be eclipsed. To be honest, I think whatever Blizzard are working on, which I tried to wrangle out of them to no avail.
They won't do it. Yeah, they won't do it.
No, man, honestly, I tried my best. And, you know, you can see they wanted to tell me, but these guys know how to keep a secret.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're locked down tight with that stuff.
But I'm really excited to see what this is going to be.
Yeah.
They're putting a lot of work into it.
Oh, clearly. And as far as current content goes, like the Mists of Pandaria expansion and the subsequent patches, including 5.2, how are you feeling about the current state and the health of WoW?
I love it. I didn't expect to like it. I was a bit bummed when I heard about pandas and stuff. I was like, oh, God. Seriously, I was like, why are you doing this to me, Blizzard?
Yeah.
But I love it. I don't have a panda character, and I won't have a panda character, but I love Pandaria. I love all the little Easter eggs and stuff to have hidden in the game. I like the raids. I think it's probably one of the best expansions, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's right up there with Lich King for me.
Yeah, Lich King's actually my favorite. I know you get the other ones who say, oh, Burning Crusade. But no, Lich King was much better than Burning Crusade, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was really good. So, I guess I'm sensing from you what I kind of felt too, which is I was optimistically cautious about Mists of Pandaria. That thing came out and I thought, all right, well, pandas, let's see what this is all about. And I had a chance to play it at BlizzCon in 2011 and got a taste of it and thought, okay, I can kind of see where they're going, but I really don't have a lay of the land. I don't know what this whole new continent is going to be like. I just know the starting zone and I know what they've told us on stage and that all sounds okay, but let's see what they did. And when that game came out, when the expansion hit, I'd played a little beta, but I was blown away by how thick and rich the story is in there.
Yeah, man. Honestly, it feels like you're heading for something. Mm-hmm. Even all your dailies, and there is a lot of dailies. Everything you do from the minute you set foot in Pandaria feels like you're constantly working towards the final goal. And obviously, we're not there yet. Yeah. The Thunder King is the new part of it.
Right.
You know, it's all part of one big story, which is, they've been really clever to make you feel involved this time.
Right. Yeah. And it just feels so rich. Like they didn't just say, look, it's like China or something with panda people. And that's cool, right? Like they didn't just stop there. They said, these are all people with deep stories and crazy history. And, you know.
Yeah, I love the whole story behind the Sunravers and the who cares about the Alliance ones?
Right.
The Karen Tor people.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Worst guy to ask on names. I'm the worst with names. I really am.
Anyway. Janus bitches.
Right, those people.
Janus bitches. The story behind that are, I think it's incredible. And, you know, I'm so excited to see who's going to be the new leader of the Horde.
Yeah.
I don't want to give any spoilers to anybody who doesn't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. This is all speculation.
Sure.
But honestly, I just want to know. And I know who I want it to be.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true.
I know who I want it to be.
Who do you want it to
be? I want Troll Dude to win.
That's the safe bet.
That is the safe bet, but I also like that bet. There's something about him that I like, and I feel like if you're going to put a new dude in charge, he's a pretty good one. But this whole thing is, it's interesting because I'm excited about who I want to lead the Horde, but I'm more excited to see how this all happens. So the new dailies open up on the new Thunder King Isle thing.
Yeah.
And they immediately start talking smack on the boat. They're like, freaking Garrosh isn't anywhere near this thing, and he doesn't understand this, and he's acting wildly, and I'm thinking, oh, man, it's all getting down.
It's no longer on the fence. It's kind of like they're sort of, this is all to get back at Garrosh. Yeah. And that's who I want, I think, to lead the Horde. I think I want Lorthamar, because I think he has been ignored in the past.
Very much so, yeah. You barely know him.
And the bit where he says in the quest line, get me my glaives, I was like, yes! Honestly, I want him to lead. But also, where's Sylvanas?
She hasn't been in any of this, and I have to think she plays a role at some point.
Yeah, because, you know, one of my favorite bits ever in Warcraft cinematics and lore, and I know it wasn't her per se, but the bit where at the Wrathgate,
yeah,
where the sort of barrels of plague are being sort of rained down on top, yeah, and the Lich King looks up and goes, Sylvanas. And I was like, oh my fucking God. But
that's great. And that guy's up there just going, what was his line? He has one of my favorite lines in Warcraft.
Death to the living and death to the scourge.
That's it. Death to the living, death to the scourge.
Death to the living.
These guys are like they're Azeroth terrorists. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I got the total goosebumps then. But I really would have loved Sylvanas to be behind that.
Yeah.
Because she's so badass.
No, she's awesome, and the music down in Undercity. I mean, there's so many things I like about everything about her story, and she's great in the books and everything else. Have you read any of the books, the Christy Golden books? Or? Yeah.
Of course I have.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably ate those right up.
Yeah, I love them. Honestly, they're so well written. That's what I mean. So much depth in Warcraft. Although I have to say, I believe there's quite a lot of depth in the Elder Scrolls world as well,
sure,
which I haven't experienced, so I'm definitely gonna give that a go when it comes out.
Yeah, that'll be this fall, I think.
Yeah, because Skyrim I didn't get. I thought it was beautiful and like probably was the best game of the year, but yet again I just got lost in it.
You were just too busy playing WoW.
Yeah, that's the same. I've had two of each console. I've had two Xboxes, two Wiis, two PS3s. I keep buying these things because I feel like I should have a console,
right?
And I never play them, and before 2 weeks is up, it's on eBay. I just play WoW.
Well, you're a diehard WoW guy. That sounds like that's the truth. So, how do you hope this Garrosh thing? How do you hope this all? Where does this last stand place? How do you hope 5.3 or whatever they're going to call it?
I really hate him. Honestly,
I
was so upset when Thrall got taken out of. Leader of the Horde. Honestly, at first I would have liked Thrall to give him a smackdown, but I can't see that happening though. I think Thrall's too nice.
Yeah. Plus he's such a hippie now. He's not really into the
Yeah. He wears a dress now. You know what I mean?
That's right. He's raising kids and stuff. He doesn't need this.
He's a modern orc. He's turned into like a California orc.
It's like metrosexual orc. Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine, but I'm not sure for leader of the Horde. But then I can hardly say that and put a Blood Elf in.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you like the Blood Elves, then
Yeah, because metrosexual, that's a bit tame.
Hey, what if the space goat dude, King. What's his name? I don't even know the name of the...
What did you say?
The space goats. The stupid... My brain just went dead. The Alliance race. The...
Oh, Jedi.
Gosh, dang it.
Space goat.
I couldn't get that out. That's what we call him here in the States. But anyway, the space goat king, who never does anything in this game, what if he just wiped everybody out and took over all of Azeroth? How'd you feel about that?
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge, where is he? Bummer.
I don't know. Hanging out in his crystal palace, drinking tea. Who knows? I don't know what that guy does.
They really sort of, this sort of didn't really do justice to the Burning Crusade faction leaders.
Yeah.
So I guess he's going to have this time. But then he got a bit of a mention in like Tempest Keep and stuff, and not Tempest Keep, the Sunwell.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
He gets a bit of a cameo there.
Yeah, just kind of short shrift since then. Just don't ever see that guy get any kind of credit in the stuff.
I did the Sunwell for the first time last week.
Yeah. Oh, how? And really? Just last week? How'd that go?
Yeah, great. We three-manned it, which is crazy. I never thought that would happen.
No, that's great. So our raid team tonight is going to go get mounts and firelands. I like that there are reasons to go back to the Solder content, even if it's easy and breezable and just rip through it. But it's fun to go back, get that piece of story, you know, work through it.
Well, I have my Tuesday routine, which is Tempest Keep for LR. I go to Onyxia, kick her ass. I go to Karazhan for the horse.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and do maybe some of the Cataclysm for the Stone Drake or the Drake of the West Winds or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my Tuesday.
You're all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like, WoW's got plenty in it to do for you for the long haul. And
I can't see myself jumping ship. I've got too many characters still to level.
Yeah.
I'm a hunter most of the minute. They've got a little goblin hunter. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like the hunter. I know they're one of the top DPS at the minute, but it's not that. It's the fact that it's easy just to lose stuff.
Yeah.
And because I play a lot on my own and stuff, I like something that's easy to do that.
You should get some of those Winterfell kids playing Warcraft.
I tried. Mm. I tried. Isaac has the attention span of a nut. But he's hyper intelligent.
Yeah.
So I tried to get him into Warcraft, and the guy Christo, Christo?
No.
He works in Blizzard. He's a great guy. He sort of tried to get Isaac into the game, but Isaac just didn't bite at all.
Really?
He loves Minecraft too.
Of course they do. There's something with Minecraft and kids. I don't know what's going on, but they got the kid market wrapped up.
Yeah, they're so much better at it than me.
Mm.
Honestly, because my friend Jake and I, we sort of had our own little world, and we sort of built this shitty castle and stuff and made a trap door and stuff. I said, this is really cool. And we went into Isaac's world, and my fucking God, there was... Sorry.
You're fine.
There was like castles in the sky. There was all these sort of arenas and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I have no imagination whatsoever.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm pretty bad at Minecraft. My son, I have a 12-year-old, and he's way into it. So I know exactly what these kids are thinking. Is their game?
It's a great idea for their imagination.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder. It feels so influential on that generation. I feel like game developers, Blizzard included, are going to have to start thinking of world building things that are you know, as much as I want the narrative and I want to be kind of taken along on a journey and quest my way to things, I feel like they're going to not be forced to, but figure out creative ways to insert this kind of stuff into games in the future.
Yeah, where you can change the world around you.
Yeah.
Stuff and make it more yours.
Yeah. It feels like that's a thing they're going to have to service, or else these kids are just going to go where that's happening.
But I think this is just... In fact, I haven't thought about it until now, so obviously it's a very well-formulated opinion.
Right.
But I think that the Warcraft crowd has got older.
Yeah.
Do you not think so?
I think it has, yeah. No, I mean, think about it this way. This game's 8 years old, and there were 10-year-old kids when it launched that are 18 now. There are kids in their teens who are in their late 20s now.
I'll never forget the time I was questing, and sorry to interrupt, but questing in Red Ridge, and I sort of hooked up with this other guy and sort of added each other onto the friends list and had all these perfectly adult conversations with each other, and I don't mean adult as in X-tube adult. I mean adult as in
right,
like intelligent. Uh-huh. And it turned out he was 8.
Oh, dude.
And I'm like, I'm conversing with an 8-year-old on a perfectly sensible level. Delete.
Right.
Delete character.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. No, that, yeah. There is, I don't know. I just feel like I'll be an old fart by then, but just the next 20 years of games are going to be so informed by what they're playing now. And what they're playing now, you know, even WoW is no longer what the kids are into. WoW is what the 20s to 50s are playing.
That's true.
And it didn't used to be that way, I don't think. In the early days, I think it was a lot different, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating.
I can see what you mean, but yeah, I don't think it's lost all its appeal. Not yet.
No. I know, if you ask my 12-year-old, what would you rather play, he'd probably pick Minecraft, but it's not that he doesn't like World of Warcraft. It's just, you know, they're just changing. Their tastes are changing.
That is, to me, that's failure in parenting. Just uninstall Minecraft. You know?
That's seriously pretty good. I'm going to tell my wife, look, we've been doing it wrong.
Yeah, just get some SmackDown and make them play Warcraft. That's what I would do.
I like that idea a lot. Well, it's an absolute blast hanging out and talking to you about this stuff. I'm really looking forward to what comes next from Blizzard and maybe chatting with you again about what they do next. Do you have any predictions about the next expansion, what you think it might be?
Well, I could just, everyone else says Emerald Dream, but I don't know.
That is the popular answer.
It is, isn't it? I don't know, man. What about all this Undermine stuff? And
maybe something new we haven't had referenced. Maybe we don't need to have a lead-in, you know?
Yeah, well, I know Pandaria was pulled out of the air, although the Pandarian race was there in the game.
Sure. I mean, people have been begging for that. It's funny. They've been begging for it since Warcraft 3, where it first appeared, when Stormstout was there. And then it's like suddenly they're all pissed at pandas, but still, that's what people are asking for.
Yeah.
There's probably, if you go back to Warcraft 3 somewhere, Warcraft 2 even, you could dig around and find some little bit of lore you could expand on. But honestly, if it's not Dream,
it's always furries.
Yeah, it's always. I have no idea. Like, I feel like I'm more at a loss this time than I have been. Well, since Pandaria's announcement, I didn't think that was coming either. So, in a way, I like that. You know, I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be predictable.
I'm excited to see what's coming next. I know they're rolling out stuff quicker now.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see what comes next, and I actually don't have a clue.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. And if we, you know, we get down to the wire and it's just crazy, I have faith that Blizzard will pull it out and do the right thing. Do you play any of the other games? You play Diablo or StarCraft or any of that?
No. I tried Diablo. StarCraft upsets me.
Yeah.
It takes you on the way.
Some stressful business, that game.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play StarCraft, honestly. I think it's awesome. Yeah. And I believe there's some great lore there as well. But
there is.
No, I'm not. I wanna keep what hair I have left. I don't want it all to fall out. Seriously. And also Diablo, I don't know, it's a great game. But it's just not Warcraft. It's too small, man. Yeah. The characters are too small. I don't like pointing like shit. You know what I mean?
Should be a t-shirt or something. I like that. Well, all right. Well, your devotion is commendable. I think it would be fun to hook up later and kind of see how things have progressed in the next 6 months or so. It is an absolute pleasure to hang out with you and talk with you. We're giant fans, all of us listeners and hosts alike, of Game of Thrones and your character there.
Thank you so much.
So please keep that up. And I can't wait for the premiere. 31st, I believe, is when that airs on HBO this month. So just
the
wait is
nearly over.
Yeah, nearly there. Season 3 should be a big deal. Anything that we can point people to that you're up to? Any kind of cool podcast stuff? Anything we can send people your way for?
Well, actually, I'm working on a documentary at the minute about LARP. Have you heard of LARP?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're big over here. People love it.
Yeah, it's going to go out in the US, I believe. Mm. It's called Treasure Trapped. It's kind of introducing the LARP community into trying to get it more recognized into the mainstream. But there's a really cool sort of, I don't want to say it too much, but there's a really cool way it's introduced, which I'm involved in. So that's going to be still in production. It's called Treasure Trapped.
Awesome. They should follow you on Twitter or something to sort of keep track of it.
Yeah, just Christian Nairn is my name.
Okay.
On Twitter, I'm always, I try to answer. I'm not being too lazy. So that does happen sometimes.
Very cool. Anything else coming up that we should tell people about?
Yeah, I've got. I'm starting a new podcast. I do a podcast which we're a little behind with, called Showbiz and Welfare, and that's just my buddy Jake Stormone. He's also an actor. He lives in LA. He's a great guy. Also another Warcraft nut.
Oh, great.
And also, yeah, we've got two of his companies starting with Zach Louie from Game of Owns and basically every other podcast ever to be broadcast on the internet.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's coming up hopefully at the end of this month. And the website for that is going to be twois.co.
Awesome.
So that will be up in the next few weeks.
Bookmark it, check it out. It'll probably, I assume it'll be on iTunes and everywhere else at some point.
Yeah, it's not going to be, it's just us talking about life, really. It's a bit different. People, not agony aunt per se, but we're definitely going to handle some real life issues in there.
Yeah. Well, I think that's awesome. Real life never hurt anybody. So, and if it's anything like today, I'm sure it'll be awesome. at Christian Nairn on Twitter. Just search for it, find it. You guys all have Google. If you don't know how to spell it, look it up. He's there. And good luck with this next season. And thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I really, really appreciate it.
That's been awesome. Thank you so much.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.